Southern Californians, displaced by fire, are returning to their homes. Cold, wet weather gave firefighters the upper hand with the last of a series of massive fires that have burned about 750,000 acres in four counties. Rachel Miro of member station KPCC reports the worst appears to be over with the so-called Old Fire in the San Bernardino National Forest.
What's called the Old Fire started 9 days ago in Waterman Canyon, on the southern edge of the forest. Hot, ferocious winds fed the fire's three-pronged advance north. In its wake, blackened hills and a thick pall of smoke and ash. But there, amidst the devastation on the western wing of the fire, were small islands of yellow scrub brush, and in them, farmhouses and mobile homes, unscathed. Division Chief Randy Shear.
What we want to do is save houses. Make a difference and save somebody's house so that they have something to come back to.
Thousands of residents have come back home after mandatory evacuation orders were lifted in most parts of the San Bernardino National Forest. But in the higher elevations to the east, fire still burns on hillsides thick with dead trees, killed off by drought and burrowing bark beetles. The trees light up like matchsticks. Last week, with high winds tearing up through the canyons, firefighters could do little more than choose where they would make a stand. The rim of the World Highway, just south of Lake Arrowhead. The line held, with one major exception on the east side of the lake. There in Cedar Glen, 350 homes went up in smoke. People began to fear the fire might eat its way all around the lake. But then the weather turned cold and damp. Jamie Tarn is Operations Sections Chief for California Incident Management Team 3.
With the fog that's come in, this high clouds and everything, it's helped to slow the movement of the fire down so the crews can actually get in there and do a lot of work. Yeah, it helps us a lot.
Still, the fire continued to creep eastwards towards Big Bear Lake. Firefighters there began to mobilize a team of bulldozers. Tearing up and down hillsides, they cut a sandy scar 30 feet wide from the western edge of the lake to the forest's northern border and southeast in a protective arc along the lakeside towns. There was even time for a little proactive gardening, according to Division Chief Mark Nunez.
Cleaning around propane tanks, raking leaves away that are right up into people's yards and looking at rain gutters where there might be leaves and things like that. There were a lot more protective measures that could have been done early on before the fire happened.
Despite the mandatory evacuation orders, some residents refused to leave, like Jim Workman, who runs a shop called Bear Paw Woodworks. Workman found his way down to the one open restaurant in town, the Log Cabin. A recreational hunter, Workman's got plenty of venison sausage at home, but...
Venison, we're sick of it. I got antlers growing out my ears. I want a bologna sandwich, man. I'd kill for one.
Workman's gamble paid off. Despite early predictions the weather would turn warm again, the frost prevailed. It's not enough to put out the old fire, but firefighters have now drawn a line along the perimeter few expect the flames to cross. On Sunday, you could still see helicopters dipping buckets into Big Bear Lake, but it was no worry to Dale Showers, glad to return to his own bed after a week at Apple Valley High School, which was converted into an emergency shelter.
We really owe a lot to the Red Cross down there. And to the firefighters and police department, everybody.
As the threat dies down, authorities are starting to send firefighters home. Most come from other cities, counties, even states. There may never come a time when another set of fires elsewhere matches the magnitude of what happened here in Southern California. But should that day come, local firefighters here say they'll be happy to return the favor. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro.